gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
In the words of the immortal Julie Brown.
Joe Lieberman, douche.
Lieberman, slowly I turned. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
He's like the douchiest douche I think I've ever heard.
Douchiest douche ever. Julie Brown, psychic singer.
Joe Lieberman, douche.
The douchiest douche from Douche Town.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. Oh, Mama's up there on the Ed Show yesterday on MSNBC. I forgot to tell you about that. I was doing that yesterday.
Well, so you knew yesterday morning?
Oh, yes. I knew last week.
Oh, Stephanie.
I slipped my mind.
Luckily, everybody
doorbell rang during cocktail hour. I was like, no. Oh! Okay.
Luckily, everybody who subscribes to yours and my Twitter feeds knew that in advance.
I was quite startled. You can email us all there, executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Warder, me, Stephanie Miller, and the video is up of Mama on the MSNBC in the YouTube section of StephanieMiller.com.
Well, yeah, it's on the front page. Just scroll down a little bit and you'll see the video.
My buddy, my pal, Ed Schultz, all in on the opt-in. A fine American, if ever there was one, like Lenny. Hey, guys, opt-out is much better than, I meant opt-out. Opt-in. Now governors are going to have to choose to disqualify their citizens from something most Americans will have. There are other issues with this bill, such as availability to all Americans. Rachel Maddow had Senator Wyden on. I saw that. He and others are going to push for more choices for all Americans. The other issue is when the benefits kick in. I believe Congress will address these and other issues before final passage of the bill. The important thing is to continue to push for the best bill possible. But in the end, that's true. Like Ed said last night, keep up the pressure on all these, we'll call them douche Democrats for now. Joe Lieberman's not even good enough to be a douche Democrat.
No.
He's just a plain, you know.
Lieberman, douche.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, if the bill that is passed this year does not meet all of our requirements, we shouldn't throw President Obama and Congress under the bus. It's been less than 1 year since Obama took office, and some progressives are ready to jump ship. Are we really ready to throw caution to the wind? Did we already forget what it was like under Bush, Cheney? Just because they chose to ramrod legislation through their rager-thinned margin Congress doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. Obama and the Senate bent over backwards to try to include Republicans. In the end, it didn't work, but it looks like the adults, and who looks like the whiny little kids? This is what change is about. You give your opponent the benefit of the doubt, and in the end, what you've given them is just enough rope to hang themselves politically. Things are going to get better once health care is passed. It's going to get a little easier for other legislation. Lenny, he's a glass half full sort of fella.
I strongly resent being called douche. More inclined to be a schmuck. I was considering being a putz or a pusher or even a dick army. I think I'll settle on ass hat.
Leave him.
Are douches even kosher?
if you use holy water, I think.
Oh, okay. Maybe some of our rabbi friends who are listening can tell us.
Ah, boy. Anyway, Ed was saying last night, he did a great rant on the opt-out. I think it's brilliant politically. I think it's what I've been saying, that the president's playing chess and not checkers. I think it's going to keep up the political pressure on Republicans. Well, you saw this new, what's the breaking news here? I got this early because I was going to be on MSNBC.
Oh.
I got the big poll early. NBC News poll. 72%. Huh. Say it's extremely or quite important to have a public option in health care reform. Interesting. Oh, you know where those numbers are the same, Jim? Connecticut, oddly enough. The senator from Aetna, as he's called now. Huh. Interesting. I mean, could that be any more naked? I mean, come on. 70% of his state want a public option. Just oddly enough, he happens to get all his money from insurance companies who are based in Connecticut.
Right. Well, Hartford, Connecticut is called, their official nickname is the insurance city because so many insurance companies are based there. That's where he's getting all his freaking money from.
If you want public option, you better start writing me some big checks fast. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen.
I don't even... Seriously. It's hard to do a little fart joke comedy show this morning. Joe Lieberman has always been about one thing, Joe Lieberman. That's all he cares about is himself and staying in power. It's like, you go back in his whole history, that's all he cares about. And tell me this isn't all about just making the focus on him. Me. I want the attention. I'm going to screw this whole thing up.
I guess it's the silver lining in the recount debacle.
Chris Matthews just like, what does he want? What does he want, a pony? What does Lieberman want? Oh! All
I
right.
want a nice brisket.
That's all he wants.
We were talking yesterday about how, for opt-out, I mean, yeah, people in the red states are screwed in some ways until they put or are able to put enough pressure on representatives. But, you know, Ed made a good point. Like, once you have it, try taking it away from people.
Right.
You know, what Jim said, this is going to create a big laboratory across the country of test cases.
Hey, well, how come they got a public option and we didn't? They say it's working really well. Damn it! Why'd I listen to Glenn Beck?
Susie in Fairview, North Carolina, says, Steph, having been part of the massive tooth and nail fight to turn North Carolina blue last November, I think I can speak for the group in saying we would love for red state liberals to join us here in North Carolina. We have all the amenities of home. Awesome barbecue appliances on our porches, toothless meth heads, boiled peanut stands.
What? That is true.
Pigs racing at our fairs, but our governor is a fine Democrat, as well as the president of our Senate and the speaker of our House. Come help make us better. I need to go fetch my laundry out of the dryer on the back porch now, but please relay my invitation to all the red state liberals. Susie in Fairview, North Carolina, where I hear it's very nice.
North Carolina is a lovely state.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've been to Asheville, God's country.
Yes.
Chapel Hill, God's country.
Two of my best friends are from North Carolina.
Charlotte, where my Republican family lives.
I grew up just a few miles from North Carolina. In Virginia.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, the family feud? It's fine now. My Republican brother wrote me back. he made a little joke about having a lawyer sue me for saying stuff on the air in a private communication or whatever. However, he was joking.
It's so hard to tell when Republicans are joking.
I know. And I wrote him back. I'm like, oh, did he mean this letter too? Because I already read that on the air. Oh, oops!
Your brother would sue you?
I think it was Republican humor. Okay, so Thanksgiving is going to be. Thanksgiving's going to be.
Joke. Yeah.
Great. Who's psyched for Turkey Day? I am. Woohoo! It's going to be a party. All right. Here's the only thing you need to watch, as if we haven't put too fine a point on it. When Harry Reid announced the public option insurance plan, health insurance plan, private health insurance stocks plummeted them when Joe Lieberman announced his little joke. Why, they suddenly revived.
We'll see what I'm doing for the economy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Lavender Pitt, the official roller derby queen of the Stephanie Miller Show in Tucson on Lieberman. Hello,
morning.
Lavender.
Morning, Mama.
Morning, Luke. Morning.
We let him keep his damn committee ships or whatever. Oh.
Well, as the liberal humanist secular Jew, I'm calling in to let you know that douches are in fact kosher unless they're bacon and sour cream flavored.
Oh, good. Thank you for those comments.
Oh.
So,
either one of those things would be fine, just not together.
Yeah, so she was right. It's fine.
Joe Lieberman, douche.
Rob in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Steph.
Hello.
I was going to suggest that Joe Lieberman and a few others be called douchocrats.
Him and Mary Landrieu.
People think the public option means it's free. No.
Computer says none.
No, they don't.
Mary Landrieu is thinking about siding with Olympia Snow and Susan Collins and Joe Lieberman. Mm.
People think I'm on the payroll of the insurance companies. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. That's great. Okay, pardon me.
There's another private jet for me. Yay.
Oh, you almost handed me Ben Nelson's check by mistake. All right. I think we know whose offices to call. John in Buffalo, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning. Fun fact for you, kids.
Oh, yes, please.
It turns out that Connecticut does, in fact, have its own public option called Charter Oaks that I just found out about.
Huh.
So Joe Lieberman would deny the rest of the nation what his home state has.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was on the Ed Show, and they were talking about some right-wing douche radio host was talking about how awful that health care is in Massachusetts. Ed's like, why haven't you given it back? It's like, you know, they haven't voted to get rid of it if it's so awful.
Yeah.
Thank you, noted socialist Mitt Romney. Why, thank you. Tim in Tennessee on Lieberman.
Good morning. I've been trying to call Mr. Lieberman's office all morning.
Really?
For some reason, it is busy. I mean,
interesting.
I can't get through. I got his direct number if anybody wants it.
Oh, sure.
It would be 202-224-4041. And I also have a toll-free number, 877-851-6437.
Okay.
Call and give him hell.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. Yeah, maybe we should have Rebecca just put that on the automatic dial. We'll see if we can get him sometime today.
Yeah,
Chris?
Right. That ain't going to happen.
How do you know that? Let's try it. What the hell? I'm trying it now. Let's see. Do I dial 9 first?
No, not on that one, but you dial 1.
Okay.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm trying it. Give me some dialing music, for God's sakes. I'm not just killing time here. I'm doing the Lord's work.
This is Joe Lieberman. I couldn't be here to answer your call. Hmm. Actually, that's a lie.
Let's see what happens.
I'm afraid to talk to you.
It's not... Oh, there it is. Would that be something if he answered it himself?
You have to let the person know that they're on the air.
I do.
Oh, that,
is that
considered
legal?
Hello, this is Senator Joe Lieberman. If you've got a comment or suggestion
to
share with me, please press 1.
Oh, okay.
If you would prefer to talk personally to staff, please press 2, and a staff member will be with you
shortly.
Should
I try that? 1 or 2,
if
everybody?
If you'd like to hear this message again, please press star.
Thank you, and have a great day. Enough of you, Joe. Let me try 1.
Hello, this is Senator Joe Lieberman. Thanks for calling. Please share your thoughts with me following the beep. If you'd like a response, leave your name, your email address, and your complete mailing address. Thanks very much.
Mm.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
I'm trying this and the staff.
For more options.
Hmm. Oh, Senator Lieberman, hi. This is Stephanie Miller, the radio host. Would you be able to give me a call sometime this morning? Anytime's good for us. What's my number?
1-800.
Uh-huh.
Steph-1-2.
1-800-Steph-1-2.
S-T-E-P-H.
Thank you. That's with a P-H. I'd respectfully like to speak with you this morning. Thank you. Okay. Oh, I forgot to leave. I'm trying to get staff. Damn it.
Well, I'm
sure he'll call back any minute.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let it please be him. Oh, my life. Just waiting for a man. Waiting for some bastards to call.
Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him.
Maybe I'll call back with a recorded
message. Let's just leave the on-hold music on all morning to make our point. Just me waiting for Joe to call. Still waiting for Joe to call. Hmm. Do you think he cares that that we opened the show by calling him a douche? I didn't. Julie Brown called him a douche.
I called him the douchiest douche from Douche Town.
Mm. Yes.
That might play into it a little bit.
Senator, when you return from... if you could get your lips off Aetna's ass, could you please call us back?
I'm glad you didn't say that. Yeah.
No, now I'm thinking, you know how it is, you leave a message, you're like, oh, I should have said that, I should have said something else. Oh, damn it, I didn't think that through.
Can
you dare me to drunk dial and just keep calling him back and leaving messages all morning?
Please refrain from profanity or I will call it an airstrike. I know where you live because you sent me your home address. Good thinking. Actually, all I have to do is call the NSA.
Do you think he actually gets his own message? Someone's going to go, oh, that is Stephanie Miller. Okay.
It was you.
It was me. Okay.
And we broadcast in Connecticut, so, you know, you broadcast to his constituents. It would behoove him to call you back.
How would he do, Senator from Aetna? 20 minutes after the hour, we're right back on the Stephanie Waiting for Joe show.
It's not radio. It's Stephanie Miller.
I'm calling again. I'm getting a staff person. Hold, please. Mama's trying to reach the senator from Aetna in the great state of Connecticut.
Hello, this is Senator Joe Lieberman.
Hi again, Joe.
If you've got a comment or suggestion you'd like to share with
me,
I've got a suggestion.
Press 1. If you would prefer to talk personally to staff,
yes, I'm going to do that this
press
time.
2, and a staff member will be with you shortly.
Okay, I bet they will.
Please hold.
Okay. I will indeed.
Oh, boy.
How come they're not giving us any music? I got to supply my own hold music?
Yes, you
can
do.
Can you please hold?
Sure.
Oh, is that a person?
Yes, it was.
You and Sebastian Bach.
Theirs is a little classier than ours.
But step up from Go From Evening Up.
Remember, you have to tell them that they're on the air.
Oh, stop being such a panty waste.
Well, do you want a show? Do you want the FCC to take your show away?
I'll tell them they're on the air. Are you kidding? People consider it an honor and a privilege to be on the show. They ought to be lucky that I'm crank calling them at this hour in the morning.
I hope they come back before,
what is this music? It sounds like Sean Hannity Wagner or something.
What? No, it's not Wagner, it's Bach. It's one of the Brandenburg
Quartet. Oh, pardon me.
God. No, Sean Wagner. Hannity's classical music is a lot more bombastic.
Didn't they say someone would be right? Oh.
Thank you for holding.
Oh, yes, hi. Who's this?
This is Zach.
Hi, Zach. This is Stephanie Miller. You're on the radio. Is that okay?
No, that's not okay.
Oh, it's not? Can I leave a message for Senator Lieberman?
Sure.
Can you just ask him why, when 70% of people from Connecticut are for the public option, he's against it?
Okay, I can pass it on for you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
He seemed thrilled.
Yeah,
I guess he's gotten a few of those.
I have a sense he knows who I am.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I wonder where.
That's how it usually goes when a man knows it's me on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, it's not okay.
Yeah.
He didn't seem happy about that.
No, I had a thing with a guy. I gotta get him.
You know what? And I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I don't think he is gonna pass that on to Senator Lieberman. That was really respectful, wasn't it, Jim?
You're just gonna go in the anti column.
I didn't say anything about Senator Lieberman personally.
Joe Lieberman, douche.
I simply asked a question.
Your number is being blocked as we speak.
Yes.
How come he said it's not okay, but then he continued to talk to me?
Did he have another choice?
Yes, he could have hung up then. He could have said it's not okay and hung up. But he didn't.
But that would be rude.
Hmm. Exactly. Okay, let's... Michael in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Guys, I have to apologize. It's my fault.
Why is that?
I doubt if he's going to call to this area code, to our area code, because I called yesterday and I was really loud. I was really obnoxious. I was really screaming.
Oh,
and
thanks. You got all of L.A. blocked. Thanks a lot.
I called it a piece of crap, so I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be... by the way, I used Jim's phone.
Oh, did you?
Great, thanks.
All right, thanks a lot. Jim's already not on some sort of watch list.
List, yeah.
Gail in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Gail.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am privileged.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad someone appreciates the honor of being on my show.
Yeah, I do. Hey, I think Joe Lieberman is a schmuck.
Mm.
And if you take a real good look at him, he actually looks like a penis.
Jesus.
Oh, you know what? How did we achieve this tone on the show? I don't understand what you people... We're having a discussion.
Joe Lieberman, douche.
Why are we at this level already?
Started out so high-minded, and now it's...
Now look what
this.
You people have done. I'm trying to keep a high-minded discussion of the public option going. And the undue influence of insurance company money in politics, and look at you. Now we can't have nice things.
We'll never talk to Zach again, that's
yes.
for sure.
Zach probably would have called back if it wasn't for you, Gail.
I've call blocked the entire West Coast.
He's call blocked the entire country by
including
now.
Including Vancouver.
28 minutes after the hour, Representative John Yarmuth of the great state of Kentucky has not call blocked me. We'll talk to him next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
And we're doing it drunk.
All right.
Oh, boy. Those drunk dial calls.
Yeah.
Hour three to Senator Lieberman are not going to be pretty. 33 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere if you want to talk to me. If you understand the honor, as does the great...
Or if you want to talk to Senator Joe Lieberman, call 202-224-4041.
Tell him I said howdy.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'll be delighted to talk to you.
His staffer, Zach, did. Although that's the reaction I'm used to from men. So
yeah.
It's not really. I was like, oh, okay.
Don't call me ever again.
He doesn't mean it. All right. You know who is thrilled to take my call? Representative John Yarmuth of the great state of Kentucky, whom we love. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, Stephanie. We love you, too. why do you play drinking songs but when you introduce the Congressional Bourbon Caucus founder?
Woo-hoo! It's the party, Congressman.
That's why we love Representative Yarmuth even more.
So, you know, obviously it's been a good news, bad news week, right, for health care. I know this is on the Senate side, but, I mean, I was saying that it tells you everything you need to know, right, that, you know, private health insurance stocks dropped when Senator Reid announced his plan, and they went back up when Joe Lieberman said he was going to filibuster it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I actually have on my little stock thing in my iPhone several insurance company stocks, and I've been doing that for months. I see an event, and I look and see what happens. And they, you know, the insurance company stocks run counter to the market most of the time. It's all they're all related to what happens in Congress, and whether it looks like the public option is rising or falling. It's incredible, and you're right. It tells you everything you need to know about this issue.
Well, I mean, Senator, every single one of Connecticut's congressional districts favors the inclusion of a public option. I mean, can he really get away with this politically? I mean, it's not like we can't see that his biggest contributors are insurance companies.
Well, unfortunately, he has a few years left to serve, so he probably can for a while. But ultimately, I think he's going to have to face the prospect of being the one person in this country who kills health care. I mean, that is potentially what could happen.
Right.
And I'm not so sure in the final analysis that he'd be willing to have that legacy. You know, that would be like the person who killed the Emancipation Proclamation or the Civil Rights Act. Who would want to do that? And that's what may be on his shoulders at some point.
What your reaction to Harry Reid's reaction yesterday? Chris, do we have that? Your reaction to Senator Harry Reid yesterday? Hang on. Here we go.
And I'm sure you'll have some interesting things to do in the way of amendments, but Joe Lieberman is the least of Harry Reid's problems.
what do you think, a game of poker?
Well, I think there is a lot of poker being played, and I think what, you know, they know that they've got a lot of negotiation to do with Lieberman and a few other members, and I was just in a meeting with Senator Harkin from Iowa, chairman of the HELP committee, and what they're concerned about, and this may have been what Harry Reid was referencing, is they anticipate that the Republicans will, once the bill gets to the floor, will just offer amendment after amendment ad infinitum to slow down or stall, kill the process. And there's no limit to how many they can offer, unlike the House where you have rules that determine that. So, you know, they're plotting strategy to combat that tactic, which they anticipate. I'm sure my colleague Mitch McConnell from Kentucky will be leading that effort. So that I think that may have been,
you know,
what he was referencing. But
I think,
still,
Congressman, what's, you know, galls so many of us, I suppose, on the Democratic side is, you know, here's Joe Lieberman, who said some pretty awful things about President Obama during the campaign, as he campaigned for John McCain. And, you know, the president, as he often does, turned the other cheek, said, no, let him keep his seniority, his committee thing. And, you know, a lot of people could have seen this coming. This is what we get, right?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm so sorry that Joe Lieberman was reelected.
Yeah.
I hope that if he's the one that is responsible for either decapitating health care or emasculating it, one of the two, that they penalize him as severely as they can. I mean, there's no way he should be chairing any kind of subcommittee anywhere in the Congress, and he should just be ostracized by Democrats because he's shown that he's not a Democrat.
Yeah.
We don't need him in the caucus.
Congressman,
if he's not going to be the 60th vote or the 59th vote, we don't need him.
So what, in your opinion, should be the strategy now? I mean, he's saying he wouldn't even vote for any version of the public option, right, even a trigger. So, I mean, either this is going to get so watered down that it's meaningless, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what he said. Now, Senator Harkin says that the line is not nearly as hard as it has sounded, in his opinion. So maybe let's hope he's right. But, you know, ultimately, again, I think that's what they're counting on, and I hope we can all count on that, that Lieberman would not want that legacy, because that's what he's facing.
Well, as I said earlier, Congressman, and I don't mean to make this all about Lieberman, but you can imagine there's a lot of passion on this morning that in my opinion, it just has always been about him holding on to power. Like, every move he's made, in my opinion, is not for the people. For him. It's to draw attention to him. It's to keep him in power. It's to keep his insurance company checks coming. I think I'm surprised, like you say, that he would do this.
Well, exactly. And he always sounds so sanctimonious that it's always a matter of deep-held principles and all this.
But he's wrong.
This clearly is not a matter of principle.
Right. But that's the thing, is he's dead wrong on that. But, you know, his whole, because you try to understand his point, like, oh, well, it's about adding to the debt. Well, that's dead wrong, Congressman, right?
It is dead wrong, and our bill, the last CBO score we got, reduces the deficit by $100 billion. I mean, it's nonsense. And then you look at what the insurance companies are already doing with the already raising rates by 15% on small businesses going into next year. I mean, this is across the country. I mean, what more evidence do you need that we cannot leave the insurance companies to solve the problem and to hold costs down?
Right.
I mean, nobody's costs are going up 15% this year. If anything, they've dropped, and they're raising their premiums 15%. It's outrageous, and those are the people he's standing up for.
Congressman Yarmuth, does this affect what you guys are doing on the House side? And what bill is going to come out of the House? How is this?
No. I think what our position in the House is, assuming, you know, we've got our own problems getting to 218 votes, but the Speaker and all of us who are working so hard on this, we think it's important to have the strongest possible bill, the strongest possible public option, so that we enhance our negotiating position in the mm-hmm. conference committee, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of supporters on the Senate side who want us to do that.
But Leader Pelosi wasn't as concerned, because she thought, okay, well, now the Senate version does have a public option. Now that that's in jeopardy, I'm just wondering, has the strategy changed?
Well, no, I don't think so. I haven't heard any indication of that. We're still looking at getting our bill to CBO today or tomorrow. I'm sorry, tomorrow, mm-hmm. so that we can get it worked out next week. So we're proceeding on our own course. I mean, it's that we're not insensitive to what's going on in the Senate, obviously. We were certainly heartened by...
Well, you know, speaking of the CBO, Congressman, I don't understand. That's what I understand. Does anyone say to a Senator Lieberman or any of these, you know, people opposing a public option, you know, the CBO is a nonpartisan group. They do, you know what I mean? That's the whole point. They do just the numbers. The numbers don't have a partisanship. So when he says things like that, does someone able to say, that is just dead wrong, here are the numbers?
Yeah, well, I don't know what goes on in the Senate. It's a whole different culture over there. But we just had a discussion about CBO as well, because, for instance, the last three times that CBO has scored changes in Medicare, this mm-hmm. is in prior years, including the Medicare Part D program, they've missed by 30% mm-hmm. or more. Mm-hmm. So, you know, CBO basically does analysis in a bubble. They assume that nothing else in the world is going to change. And I think we need to look at the way CBO operates. And Senator Harkin agreed with me that, you know, we're in servitude to CBO in our legislative process. We can't do anything without their telling us that it's deficit neutral, and yet their methodology doesn't let us even evaluate the long-term benefits of what we do, preventive care, wellness, education, all of these things that we know have long-term benefits for the budget. Mm-hmm. Well, they won't even score those. So it makes long-term policy making very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, absolutely.
Yeah. But they're the only referee in town. That's the way the president says it.
Yep. Yep. Representative John Yarmuth of the great state of Bourbon, Kentucky. who you've ever known as the party congressman on the Stephanie Miller Show. Thanks
there
so much
go.
For taking time.
Okay, Stephanie.
All right, Congressman.
You.
Thank you. You too. There we go.
I just got an interesting email that sent me to a Daily Coast story.
Yes.
Apparently, Hadassah Lieberman has legendary ties to the insurance industry.
Really?
She just returned to a PR firm and lobbying firm in D.C. as their senior counselor on its health and pharmaceuticals practice.
I'm sure Fox News will note that conflict of interest when they inevitably have Senator Lieberman on today.
Lieberman is literally sleeping with the insurance industry. Yep.
Literally. All right. Oh, now don't be calling her a K Street whore. We're just,
oh, well, let's not.
We're just saying.
Oh, Grayson.
Grayson.
Oh.
Grayson!
Grayson! You're fired.
All right, 43 minutes after the hour, right back with the healthcare debate as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For Corva.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like her? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I think it's still a government-run health insurance plan that puts the federal taxpayer on the line. And I don't want to do that at this point in our nation's history.
Pardon me, Joe?
Because then the checks will stop coming. Mm.
Mm. 48.
And Hadassah wouldn't like that. Mm.
48 minutes after the hour.
So frustrating.
Stephanie in Madison, she called Joe, too.
Oh.
Hi, Steffi.
Hey,
you probably only got the words out, hi, it's Steph, and then they hung up on you, right?
No, no.
So they thought it was me again.
I called Lieberman's office at 202-224-4041, and I said, just please tell Senator Lieberman, you're fired. And then
You're fired.
Yes. In lieu of calling me back, please call Steffi Miller, and I gave him your email number.
Thank you, Steffi.
And I thought Zach was going to just choke and spit all in one moment.
Did you talk to Zach?
Yes!
Oh, my God!
All this was on the floor, like the John Boner thing. It was just,
By the way, anyone else calling Lieberman's office, please say, oh, by the way, and Zach, Stephanie Miller loves you and wants to date you. She wants to kiss you.
Another future husband.
There you go. I understand you're Stephanie Miller's future husband. By the way, could you tell Senator Lieberman? All right. Thank you, Steffi.
Wow. So poor Zach is answering all of the phone calls there.
All right.
I want to be as explicit as I can be right here at the outset. Uh-huh. I'll vote to bring up the bill to stop a filibuster, but I won't vote to allow final passage of the bill if it, in my opinion, compromises the recovery from the recession or adds to the national debt.
Joe Lieberman, douche.
All right. In other breaking news this morning, by the way, a man has been arrested in Norway trying to smuggle 24 snakes and geckos into the country by hiding them under his clothes. The man had 14 royal pythons and 10 albino leopard geckos under his clothes.
Oh, those are great.
That would make me look bulky.
Yeah.
The non-venomous snakes were hidden in stockings, duct taped to the man's abdomen. The geckos were in boxes taped to his thighs. See, that's why a woman would never do that, because you wouldn't want to.
Wow, your thighs are boxy today.
Make you look so fat. Okay, we have the,
boxy lady. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was suspicious of that guy right from the start. When I saw all the weird bulges in his pants and shirt, I thought, that guy's either packing some serious Norwegian wood, or there is something untoward going on here. Yeah, sure, you betcha. Actually, I'm always thinking, yeah, sure, you betcha. What can I do? I'm Norwegian. Yeah, sure, you betcha. Anywho, imagine my surprise when my first officer patted him down and all these pythons and geckos came crawling out of his clothes. What could I do? I said, get those murder-fjording snakes off my murder-fjording boat in my best Samuel L. Jackson voice. And that was the end of that. If you'll excuse me, I have to go have my Bergen's fish soup and 3 deer steak. What, you're expecting me to say lutefisk? Who eats that crap? It makes me want to roll. How'd it?
Max in L.A. and Lieberman. Hello, Max.
Hello. You know, this situation with Lieberman is it's proof of the weakness of the president. I've called about this before. He's far too much of a compromiser with these guys. Mm-hmm. He, you know, after Lieberman did what he did in the campaign, you know, Brock took the approach, oh, he's a good man and he's with the caucus. And he's not with the caucus.
Yeah.
No.
And
We said that. You know, it's just I said the president's a far better man than I. What?
He is. And I'll be amazed if anything happens to Lieberman. And as for Harry Reid, this guy as the leader is a total waste. And you've got 60 Democrats.
Well, I take him over Lieberman right now.
Well, if all of them will not go along with what the party wants, they should be out themselves. And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Get these people like Blanche Lincoln.
Well, this was the whole thing. Oh, he'll stick with us on domestic issues. And, oh, you know, we got a blah, blah, blah. And it's just, it's like, this is...
It's ridiculous. And they're going to lose. They're going to lose the majorities. And if they can't keep people in line, they deserve to lose those majorities.
Yep.
It's
yep. All right. All right, honey. Ooh, Bill, my right-wing love muffin in Tennessee, agrees. Hello, Bill.
Bill, hi. This is Bill. Yes.
Yes.
You are beating up on the wrong person. You should be beating up on Barack Obama. The news media has been snookered. They were snookered last year by his campaign by not allowing you all to ask the questions that need to be asked. They gave you their talking points.
Like what?
Well, exactly what he was planning on doing and how he was going to go about doing what his agenda was.
Right. Well, he's trying to do what he said he's going to do. It's Lieberman that's blocking him right now. So how is that the president's fault?
Because if you would get on to the president and rake his butt across the coals...
About what?
Him,
the president doesn't write legislation.
The president has said he is for public option. He is obviously...
Okay, he's crisscrossing the country doing campaigning for people. He's crisscrossing country handing out popularity things to people.
Popularity things? You mean, are you talking about the stimulus funds?
Oh, that's a joke. That is another joke. We won't talk about that.
It is. Okay. All right.
But if he would say...
It's a joke that most economists think is working.
It's not working.
Oh,
I work
right.
for a small business.
Okay. Oh, so it's not working for you. It's not working.
Where's our money?
All right. You know, Bill's a little me-centered.
Yeah.
He's a little me-centric.
Where's my money? Huh.
The small business he works at hasn't helped them yet, so it's clearly not.
Okay, so it was okay when President Bush... huh? What?
Okay, then. Rex in Chicago on Lieberman. Hello, Rex.
Hello, Stephanie. A huge fan, and I'm from the home district of the greatest Congressman Jan Schakowsky.
Hey.
Hey, Joe Lieberman, this is what he should be doing because he's from the home state of Benedict Arnold. What do you expect?
Yes. In case you hadn't heard the breaking news, Joe Lieberman moved closer to siding with Republicans and actively blocking reform.
Huh.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Not just not voting for it, you understand, in case you are. He stated while he was inclined to allow health care reform legislation to be debated on the Senate floor, he would vote against cloture if the bill stays as it is now, if he doesn't get everything he wants. If it hurts my precious insurance companies in the very least.
Take food out of Hadassah's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have competition in capitalism. That's antithetical to the entire idea.
As Senator Dick Durbin, by the way, admitted, without all the pressure from progressives in and out of Congress that was put on legislators, it is unlikely there would have been a public option included in Reid's final bill. Yet, of course, yesterday afternoon, Lieberman broke with the Democratic caucus he is a member of and vowed to join a Republican-led filibuster if the public option is not removed from the bill. In response, this is weird, insurance company stock shot up right after he made his announcement. That's so winky-dinky, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Lieberman's opposition to the public option puts him completely out of step with Connecticut voters. 538.com, one of the most eerily accurate sites for electoral math, show voters in every single one of Connecticut's congressional districts favor the inclusion of a public option in health care legislation by wide margins. The stated reason for Lieberman's opposition to the public option, it would increase the debt and create another entitlement, is misplaced. The public option would be self-sustaining and would cut the deficit. And here's another weird coincidence, Jim. Aetna, based in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, of course.
And also,
that's a coincidence.
Coincidentally, the 10th largest single private contributor to Lieberman's reelection committee. That's just an interesting sort of fun fact. Let's go to Tracy in L.A. on Lieberman. Hello, Tracy.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning? I know. I have 2 points. One is we should just take Lieberman and drop him over Afghanistan unarmed and otherwise ill-equipped. And then the second point is, you know, we're talking about this opt-out clause, but I'm hearing most people saying, well, none of the states are gonna go for it anyway. Well, if that's the case, why are we talking about it? Why is it in there? I mean, this whole process is just infuriating. It's a game. And you've got Lieberman, who doesn't surprise me at all. I don't know why anybody's shocked.
Yeah, well, because they know, that's why they're scared of it, Tracy, because they know states aren't going to want to opt out. When you give something to someone and then you go to take it back, then there's competition, Jim, and their insurance rates go down. And then a year later, yeah, we're going to opt out of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good sure. luck. Carl Frisch from Media Matters will co-host A Rollicking Right Wing World next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mm-hmm. 6 minutes after the hour, the Dow is down 31 points. 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, I'm sorry, the number for
Joe Lieberman,
202-224-4041. Tell Zach I said hi. He's just inquiring as to why nearly 70% of people from Connecticut are for the public option and their senator from Aetna is against it. Just Zach, asking.
Zach is a poor little intern that is just doing his job.
Tell Zach I said howdy-do.
Oh, you could be a cougar to Zach.
Stephanie
totally.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. Mama's appearance on the Ed Show on MSNBC is up in the YouTube section. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. All right. Lots to get to. Oh, my goodness. Did you see the new, NBC Wall Street Journal poll? 72% say it's extremely or quite important to have a public option in the healthcare reform. Huh, Obama and the economy, 63% say he inherited it.
Yeah.
20%. Well, that's about the number of people that call themselves Republicans say he is responsible for it.
Huh.
Oh, dear. Oh.
But it started while the previous president was in charge.
All right, not in the right-wing world. Let's dive in, shall we? You know, Carl Frisch, Media Matters for America, has the swine flu, and he's here anyway. How about that?
I've recovered. I got to tell you, the HN1 thing,
yes.
It stands for health of the gnaw. I swear to God, it was the worst thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, no.
You sound a little droopy, Carl.
That's why I want to talk about Glenn Beck and all the craziness.
It just makes
me feel so good.
you might have gotten swine flu from watching the pigs on Fox News.
Well, you know, I did not get the vaccine because I was afraid of Glenn Beck and his people were telling me that there was a microchip they were going to put in me. And
yeah, so you went without it in there.
No, I just got on my black helicopter and I went off into the sunset for a week.
All right, so let's dive into the right-wing world. Charles Krauthammer on the Bear Show on the president.
There is something truly disgusting about the way he cannot refrain from attacking Bush when he is being defensive about himself. I mean, it's beyond disgraceful here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he says crazy things that that the majority of the American people think, like he inherited this economy and these two disastrous wars, etc.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Krauthammer and the rest of these guys, they seem now to have only forgotten about the Clinton administration. But they blamed everything on the Clinton administration for years. You know, for a while I thought that the reason that it looked like Krauthammer's face was just slowly, ever so slowly melting off of his skull was because only with a Clinton in the White House would it maintain its youthful elasticity.
All right. Sean Hannity, of course, very happy about his good friend Lieberman.
The knockout blow for Prince Harry came just a few short hours ago when Senator Joe Lieberman said he won't just vote against Reid's bill. He will, in fact, join a Republican filibuster to block its passage. So the list of moderate senators that have come forward to say they flat out oppose a government option now includes Democrat Blanche Lincoln and Maine Senators Susan Collins and Olympia Snow. So can Senator Reid recover from this very disastrous day?
Sounds like they've got Joe Mentum on their side.
You know, it's funny to see Hannity refer to these so-called moderate senators with such reverence now.
Yeah, yeah. He loves moderates, as you know.
whenever the moderate women Republicans vote against their caucus, they become like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
So
they become radical, anti.
Exactly. It's like kick them out of the party.
Yeah. Exactly. There's Senator Snow again.
You know, Joe Lieberman. It's quite funny to watch. You know, he's lying to people when he talks about why he won't support cloture. So.
I don't think you can refer to Lieberman as a moderate because that would mean that you take only a moderate amount of money from private health insurance companies and not a load, as in Senator Lieberman's case.
You know, in his defense, he is a moderate within his party.
Yeah.
the independent Lieberman Democratic whatever party is called in Connecticut, you know, the party of one.
Yeah. What, Carl, so what's your take on this whole, how this is going to play out, the whole Lieberman-Reed thing? You sound like Darth Vader, by the way. You're breathing very heavily. Is it my sex appeal or your swine flu?
Simba, you deliberately disobeyed me. I think, first of all, the media is just surprised beyond belief that something supported by 70% plus of the American people, the public option, actually made it into the legislation. Because all this time, they thought it was so remarkably unpopular. They basically said Democrats can't even get 100% of the people behind this. just 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
So now we're at this point, and I think that Reid and Schumer and the rest of them are going to have to play hardball. It's not enough to just put it in the legislation. They have to stand up for it. And if that means using reconciliation like Republicans used for years, then so be it.
Yep. I'm with you, brother. All right. Sean Hannity.
I think they will. And then, of course, we'll hear the things about the nuclear option when these people have no idea what they're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Hannity on Afghanistan.
The quote Dick Cheney, they're dithering, and these guys obviously need help, and this recommendation was back in August. It's time for the president to make a decision.
Yeah. Do you love this? Senator Hothead, Senator McCain, said President Obama needs to make a decision now. Now. He needs to decide now. In fact, he was on the early show.
We have to strike now, sir. Annihilate. Kill. Kill. Kill.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Bomb, 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 bomberan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends.
My friends. You're my friends. Yeah. I mean, really, it's unbelievable. We have seen what this country has gotten into with these kind of rash decisions. And by the way, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows that a strong majority supports waiting on a decision until after the country conducts its presidential runoff election, like John Kerry's been saying.
I would rather have dithering than slithering, which is what we had for 8 years.
Yes.
It's secretive, deliberately misleading, basically snake-worthy activity.
Exactly. So, I mean, the president said yesterday that he's nearly finished gathering information. One of the last steps is going to be a planned meeting with the Joint Chiefs on Friday. It's just politics, isn't it? It's like, because you're not making a decision on Sean Hannity's timetable?
Well, in fairness, I think Sean Hannity is one of the most respected foreign policy leaders in this country.
Yeah.
He's kept the peace between Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly for going on like 6 months now. There has not been one nervous breakdown, except on Glenn Beck's part.
So, O'Reilly, on our good friend Ellen Grayson.
What do you do with a crazy congressman? Mm. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Last year, the good people of Orlando, Florida, elected Democrat Alan Grayson to serve them in Congress. Since that time, Mr. Grayson has developed a reputation as a nut. Mm. N-U-T, nut.
Well, that's how you spell it.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Sometimes you feel like a
loofah.
Yeah. Falafel's a little harder to spell.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is amazing that you guys, in fact, covered, speaking of, a nut, you covered Michelle Bachmann's latest thoughts on the House floor. Did she actually, how many times was this, she called Steve King, the Republican from Iowa, stunning? She calls him the stunning Steve King.
Yeah.
On several occasions.
It reminds me of that canoodle video of Catherine Harris when she was a member of Congress from Florida. If anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about, you have to Google it because it's too funny.
Yes.
It's basically C-SPAN B-roll of her cozying up with another member of Congress. It was basically Republican porn.
Bachmann trying to French kiss the President Bush after a State of the Union, right?
So, I mean, Bachmann, it's funny that O'Reilly would go after a quote-unquote congressional nut job given you know, Fox's penchant. I mean, they basically have a cot rolled out for Bachman in the hallway.
Yeah.
Whenever she wants to go on and embarrass herself.
Yes, and no outrage about Joe Wilson. No outrage of any kind. Oh, how about that, the House Republicans, what do you call it, the guy that shot at a cutout of Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
Guy.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah. That even one of the leaders of that club was so ashamed that he resigned. So it's, you know, on his own, that's how we found out about it, was this guy resigned. So, you know, this is something we've seen time and time again. You can be as conservative as you want, as crazy out there conservative as you want, as right-wing crazy as you could possibly dream, and get time on television on any of the networks,
yep.
But especially Fox. But if you are even just slightly more to the left than the traditional liberal, if you are a left-wing progressive, the media, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, they just don't know what to do with you.
Yep, exactly.
They've downgraded Grayson from being a slight Dem-leaning district to being a toss-up. He doesn't even have a Republican opponent.
Oh, wow.
It shows you how they don't know how to handle progressive voices.
Yeah. By the way, in case you hadn't heard, he said late Tuesday it was inappropriate for him to call Fed advisor Linda Robertson a K Street whore during an interview last month on the Alex Jones Show. Actually, I think it might be inappropriate to go on the Alex Jones Show. That might have been the first.
Well, you know, Grayson does like to butt heads. I think Alex Jones having a Democratic congressman on his show probably will lead to, you know, 50 or 60 different wild conspiracy theories.
All right. And one last one, O'Reilly, on the president.
President Obama is a liberal guy, and his crew, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, want to redistribute income by putting up the government running one-sixth of the economy. See, the government runs one-sixth of the economy, medical care. Then you can basically take from rich people like you and me, taxes higher, and then give those benefits to the poor people, redistributing income.
Mm.
All right, I've had it. Who's been giving the notes over to O'Reilly? This is just, you know, Democrats can't keep their mouths shut. I swear, we leaked them like sieves.
Exactly. The health care you got us, it's giving away all Bill O'Reilly's Halloween candy for free. That's what our health care plan is.
Yes,
we're just giving you everything.
Sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
No,
but
exactly.
He's so wrong. The public option doesn't even come anywhere close to one-sixth of the economy.
No, it's this right-wing talking point that the public option, and this is, again, something that's been part of 70 years' worth of conservative criticism of progressive health care reform legislation, is some kind of government run or government takeover of the entire industry.
Yeah. Right.
It's not even a takeover of any part of the industry.
Yep.
It is something to compete with the industry.
Absolutely.
And as we all know, conservatives hate competition.
Right.
Carl Frisch, you swine flu infested scallywag, you are plucky. You are plucky this morning. And thank you for coming on with us, even with the having the vapors and all. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. There he goes. Carl Frisch. He's a hero. On his deathbed, practically.
At least he wasn't horking up loogies like you.
20 minutes after
Didn't
the
you have to use a spittoon during the
I
Representative
did.
Yarmouth interview?
Don't take people behind the scenes. It's
what?
Disgusting.
It was disgusting.
I did hock up a loogie during an interview with a congressman earlier.
I'm surprised the studio has a spittoon. We can't get a splitter for the headphones.
No, but I have a spittoon.
Sure, no problem.
Bing. 20 minutes after the hour. Right back with the healthcare debate and Lieberman on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Makes me sick in a wonderful, wonderful way.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Hmm.
23 minutes after the hour, the Dow is down 13 points. Oddly, private health insurance company stock went down after the announcement yesterday of the public plan. Senator Chris Dodd.
I'm so pleased that we have a strong public option in this bill.
Mm-hmm.
I commend the leader for that. This is not easy, but he struck a balance between a public option and the state opting out.
Mm-hmm. Senator Harry Reid yesterday making the announcement. Senator
Harry public Reid. Option is no left proposal or right proposal. This is a consensus, a compromise that represents months of hard work and debate that will benefit all Americans.
Mm. And then health insurance stocks down, Jim. Weird. And then suddenly, Joe Lieberman opened his yap yesterday.
Once you set a national government insurance company up, no matter what you say at the beginning, if it hits hard times, they're going to come to the Congress to bail them out. And who's going to pay for that bailout? The taxpayers.
Suddenly, health insurance stocks, they seem to revive a skosh. Woo! Party, party it at now, everybody! Not for you. Not for you, people that need health insurance.
Says, no.
Not for you, 70% of you in Connecticut who want a public option. No.
Aetna's very happy.
Aetna. Woo!
Maybe.
People are swinging their bras around at Aetna.
Maybe Joe Lieberman's a little confused. Maybe he thinks he's the senator from the state of Aetna.
Maybe. Maybe he thinks it's an actual town. Maybe that's what it is. Or maybe Joe Lieberman is just a...
Joe Lieberman douche.
He's the douchiest douche from Douche Town.
Mike in Chicago, why won't he call me back? Mike!
Hey, kids. Here's an interesting fun fact that no one's probably aware of. Bill Nelson, who's been trying to stop health care from Florida, was one of Lieberman's staunchest behind-the-scenes defenders on trying to get him back into the Democratic Party when he went Judas on us.
Weird.
Yeah, and here's another one. Harry Reid defended Lieberman on CNN's Last Word by calling him one of the most progressive people to ever come out of Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Mark in Albuquerque on Lieberman.
Steph, hi, Steph. How you guys
Hello?
Doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay, about Joe Lieberman, doesn't he owe Barack Obama an apology? Because Barack Obama said it won't add one dime to the deficit, and you just played a clip where he said it's going to add money to the taxpayers and become another entitlement.
Yes, well, it's not going to. He's dead wrong on that. Mm-hmm. You know, the numbers are out. The CBO has done the analysis.
Mm-hmm.
It's
going to cost less than we thought it did.
Oh, by the way, UConn Cornelius, I believe, had the Republicans' alternative health bill yesterday.
Wow.
And there it is!
Nothing.
I think John Boehner.
Boner.
John Boehner.
John Boehner. Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
John Boehner.
We're going to go back to the good old days of leeches bleeding. Virgin sacrifices, reading goat entrails, cutting the hearts out of people with obsidian knife, and eating the beating heart, chopping off the heads, and throwing the body down the stairs. I think that worked in the past. It should be on the top of our list.
Stephanie Miller Show apologizes for implying that the Republican health care plan was nothing. It's what Jim just said.
That's some great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
For God's sake, just die.
In June, House Minority Leader John Boehner.
John Boehner.
Mm-hmm. Promised that an alternative health care reform bill would be introduced and that Republicans could rally behind. We're putting the final touches on our bill, said
John Boehner.
Mm-hmm. Representative Roy Blunt, Republican of Missouri, admitted the House GOP leadership was unlikely to introduce a bill. Now, the Hill newspaper reports that some House Republicans are growing frustrated their leaders have not yet introduced a health care reform alternative. One House Republican who spoke on the condition of anonymity, as most Republicans do these days.
He's in the witness protection program.
So the fact is GOP leaders are very concerned with doing anything that the base would interpret as Democrat light or socialized light, which is forcing a little bit of paralysis, which has resulted in their plan, which is nothing. Which is absolutely nothing. Any ideas that it might actually reform health care, you see, it would not actually...
We've got a lot of final touches since June.
Way back on June 17th, Representative Roy Blunt, the point man on the alternative GOP plan, publicly proclaimed, I guarantee you, we will provide you with a bill.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
And a pony, he added.
Yeah. Okay. 28 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Isn't it a little early for you to be hopped up?
Computer says no.
No. Oh, wait till we get to the drunk dialing of Senator Lieberman in hour number three next hour.
Oh, we're going
to
do it again?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure Zach misses me. Who answers the phone? It's Senator's office. Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Zach's being treated for a nervous breakdown right now.
33 minutes after the hour. 1-8- what's that number? I'm sorry, 202-224-4041.
Yes.
If you have a thing or two to say about a thing or two about a thing or two.
And if you,
Senator Lieberman.
If you subscribe to my Twitter feed, it is also there. Mm-hmm. Twitter.com/RadioGuyChris.
Hey, Jim!
What?
There's a theme to today's Guess the Quote. This is here's a hint. This was way back in 2006. Who said I have long supported the goal of universal health care? Ned Lamont can talk about it. I've been doing something about it all the time I've been here.
Captain Kangaroo.
No! That was Joe Lieberman. Who said what I'm saying to the people of Connecticut? I can do more for you and your families to get something done to make health care affordable, to get universal health insurance, to make America energy and independent, to save your jobs, create new ones. That's what the Democratic Party's all about. Who said that?
Mr. Green Jeans.
Oh, Lieberman. Back in 2006. Oh, sure, I have one more. Who said, I have been a Democrat all my life, and I must say I laugh at Ned Lamont holding party loyalty up as a test of my candidacy. Ha ha! I'm the Democrat in the race, and I can do better for the people of Connecticut than he. Who said that?
Mr. Bainter the Painter.
No!
Mr.
Joe
what?
Lieberman!
Mr. Moose is a character played by Hugh Branum, who is Mr. Green Jeans. Captain Kangaroo.
What about Mr. Moose?
I believe Julie from Seattle has sent us some actual audio. Would this be from 2006, Chris?
I believe it is.
Let's take a look.
What I'm saying to the people of Connecticut, I can do more for you and your families to get something done to make health care affordable, to get universal health insurance. I've been working on health insurance reform for more than a dozen years. I have offered a comprehensive program, small business health insurance reform, something I call Medikids, to cover all the children in America on a sliding fee basis up to the age of 25.
Where is that?
Met a choice to allow anybody in our country to buy into a national health insurance pool like the health insurance that we federal employees and members of Congress have. Medical malpractice.
That would be great. Like a public what?
It will cover 95% of those who are not covered now.
Where is it?
And it will reduce the pressure on rising costs for all the millions of others who are covered.
As soon as I pull it out of my ass.
Yeah.
I'm calling Jack again.
Okay. If he's been working on all of that since he got into the Senate.
How's that going for him?
Where the hell is it? That shows me he's a very, very ineffective senator.
Catherine in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. What I want to know is why are the Republicans gloating over the fact that so many of their constituents are going to go bankrupt, lose their houses, and or die because they're blocking access to affordable health care?
Yep. That's why they're scared to death of this opt-out. It's like, yeah, politically, you try that. You try giving this to the American people and then telling them you're opting out of it.
I wanted to ask Jim Moore to do Dr. Bombay and to tell me why.
Calling Dr. Bombay?
Come right away.
Dr. Bombay.
The Bewitched. I forget
he's the
who,
doctor from Bewitched. He was also the ship's captain in Titanic.
Oh, wow.
That's weird you know that. Elaine in Chicago.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
I can tell you another thing about Lieberman. He was once a supporter of autistic children several years ago, a champion. Excuse me. And if we don't fix health care, there will be no money to treat autism either.
Yeah, I have no idea what Joe Lieberman's principles are, if he ever had any in the first place, except his own political survival.
Well, he's sleeping with the major pharmaceutical company lobbyist.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah, look for the Daily Coast link at my Twitter feed.
Tim and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning. You know, I just think it's the reason why Lieberman's doing this is, you know, back in 2006, the Democrats loved him. Then he went to the dark side. He was probably going to be getting a good, nice, cushy seat, a cabinet position with John McCain. He lost, so now he's angry at Barack Obama. So now he's not getting any love from Republicans or Democrats. So you know what? He's just going to screw everybody over.
Yeah, I mean, Tim, go back and look at his speech. He spoke at the Republican National Convention.
Oh,
and he didn't just speak on behalf of John McCain and how great John McCain is. He went out of his way to say Barack Obama was not qualified to be president.
You know, if you look at that, that's why I'm thinking he's doing this. I think he's still pissed off that he can't get a cabinet position because he's a complete traitor.
Yeah, no, he's always been about him. That's the whole game.
He's very selfish, that man.
Bonnie in Middletown, New Jersey, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Mooks.
Hello.
I just made a phone call to Senator Lieberman's office, and I didn't speak to Zach because I've been trying since 9 o'clock, well, since I put down the newspaper.
Yeah.
And it's been busy, so I left a message for him and told him about my concerns about the necessity of a strong public option, and told him that I was aware of his opposition, that he's planning on filibustering, told him about the many summers my family spent at my father's house in Westbrook, Connecticut, and all the friends in Lyme and Saybrook and Fenwick and Ansonia, and that we all are in touch and agree, real, that we decided to raise a whole bunch of money against anyone who would choose to run against him, and then reminded him of a very old New England expression that describes his relationship with Aetna. He's a tucker slacker.
All right, thank you. Oh, she's cracking herself up. All right, Jeff in Orange County on Lieberman. Hello, Jeff.
Morning, Mooks and Steph. I'd like to just remind everybody what Joe Lieberman's campaign slogan was. It wasn't Lieberman for Connecticut. It was Connecticut for Lieberman.
More specifically, option. Connecticut insurance companies for Lieberman.
He campaigned on the public option and is elected, and now isn't just turning over on it, is going to filibuster it.
Yeah, I know.
The man is dishonest beyond dishonest and for himself only.
Absolutely.
Please wake up.
Wake up, Connecticut. Kate in Hudson, Massachusetts. Hello, Kate.
Hey, guys. Hi. Listen, I think if Joe Lieberman joins in a filibuster, I think the Dems need to counter filibuster. And I think they need to stand up there and say, here is one of your fellow American citizens who was denied care. Her costs would have cost this much, blah, blah, blah. Now, meet the CEO of the insurance company that denied it. She makes $9 million a year. And they have 10 lobbyists on their payroll that make this much a year. And guess where they get their money from? Your premiums. The premium monies that could have saved this woman's life. And I think they need to take it case after case after case, and insurance company after insurance company, and put it out there, because I think that's why the public options gain so much momentum.
Yep, because
people see that these premiums, all the insurance companies do are taking money and changing money.
Yes.
They're taking your premiums, and they're taking it off the top, and then they're paying the doctors or not paying
the doctors. We have actual momentum, Katie, unlike, I think there is actually Joe-mentum toward more people thinking Joe Lieberman is a douche. That's
Joe Lieberman, douche.
Thank you, Julie.
Are douches covered by Aetna?
I don't know. Jim in
Only
New Haven.
Only bacon and sour cream flavored ones.
Jim in New Haven, Connecticut. Ugh. I would say Lieberman country, but unless you're calling from Aetna, you're not actually in Lieberman country.
Hi, this is Joe Lieberman. I'm just calling to thank Chris for his on-air support in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciated it. Why have you turned on me?
Is that a Joe Lieberman impression?
That was pretty bad, Jim. That was bad.
Wow.
Hey, I'm no Jim Ward, but...
No,
of course you're not.
Who is?
But, yeah, by the way, Hadassah had been lobbying for insurance companies before the election in 06. She resigned just before the primary, so she's just going back to same old, same old.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yep. Business as usual. Matt in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm the one who got Joe Lieberman elected.
Matt in Chicago.
Good morning, Steph. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I'm upset about the whole Lieberman turncoat situation, but I'm somewhat excited. Yeah, I'm excited that... Let them filibuster. Because I got 70% of the public is behind the public option, and the Republicans are going to be standing there filibustering what 70% of the people want. And I think that might be one of the best ways to kill this Republican Party once and for all. If they're all standing in unison with Joe saying we don't want any vote taken on this public option, I think that's the best thing that can happen for Democrats. I really do.
Yeah, well, we'll see. All right, 42 minutes after the hour. It's not like the Republicans aren't working on anything. We'll tell you about the resolution. That's very, very important.
Ooh, resolution. They're actually getting something done?
Oh, yes. We'll tell you about it next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Dave in Joliet, Illinois. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
Stephanie? Good, go ahead.
Yeah, I've got an idea. Let's bury all the senators and congressmen that are against the public option with all of our medical bills. I've got over 100,000 bills from the last month, $100,000 worth of bills from the last month I'm going to send to Lieberman personally.
Tough.
Mail, because that way they got to pay somebody to open it.
Oh, poor Zach. Zach again.
I think Zach may have quit his job already.
Zach may have been sacked.
202-224-4041. Tell him Stephanie Miller sends her love. Bing. Okay.
Hey, you know, why don't you be a cougar for Zach? Hmm. I'm sure he could use an experienced woman.
Thank you. All right. All right. He's used to those K Street whores. Not a real woman.
Stop it.
Hmm?
That wasn't very nice.
No, it wasn't.
What if Michelle Bachmann's
What's
come
your point?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, Michelle Bachmann, by the way, she is, can I have, I guess, some porn music? She, so Jim, you've mentioned, she frequently mentions to a right-wing radio host that she's doing the radio interviews naked. She,
she's been known
tried
to do
that. French kiss President Bush mm-hmm. once, I believe, mm-hmm. after...
Yeah, well, you know, her husband is gay, so...
Oh,
I don't know that.
You are a bastard person for saying that.
And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.
He does literally pick out her pantsuits, I'm told.
Yes. I just hate you, and I hate your ass face. Mm.
And I bought my wife Bonnie a lovely pantsuit.
Last week, she indicated she would like to see Representative Steve King, you know, the right-wing nut job from Iowa.
Yeah.
She'd like to see him run for president in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
On the House floor, she further complimented her colleague from Iowa by referring to him as the stunning Steve King. As it turns
Ew.
Out, Bachmann has used the same phrase to describe King repeatedly over the past mm-hmm. several months.
That's gross.
Has anyone noticed that she is that crazy?
Has she said that he'd be the man?
She said, I must have my cape on. To the stunning gentleman from Iowa, the great Steve King, I want to thank you for allowing me to be part of this discussion that you're broaching.
Destruction?
And you've done a wonderful job all week on different occasions talking about the true depth of this problem. September 14th, she said, I could never hold a candle to the stunning Steve King of Iowa.
Ew.
So I thank you for deferring to me for a few minutes.
She has her cape on?
I have no idea.
She has
a kind of a chicken.
She has a castrated chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, she's talking about her husband.
Oh, there you go again.
Okay, now, April 28th, 2009. I want to thank so much my colleague, Steve King from Iowa, the stunning Steve King of Iowa, as he's known in the mainstream
wow.
media.
No.
He's not.
No. Only in her head.
Yeah. On March 24, 2009, I thank the gentleman from Iowa, also known as the stunning Steve King of Iowa, as
wow.
stated by national political commentators who certainly know what they're talking about.
Who?
March 12th, she writes, I'd like to add this to the stunning Steve King from Iowa for his comment. A quick Google LexisNexis search just seems to be the Michelle Bachmann, the only person using the stunning label to describe Representative King.
She's
weird.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Hey, Minnesota, once again. Dear God, I'm sorry. That is so embarrassing. All right. It's not like I did say that the House Republicans, their health care plan,
mm-hmm.
It's nothing. It's they don't have one.
Buckus, I believe.
Despite John Boehner saying that they would, they have nothing. There's
bringing the final touches on it. We've been putting the final touches on it since June. There's a lot of final touches on it. And it's at the top of our list to get the final touches done.
John Boehner.
Mm.
So will they let us know?
It's not like they're not getting anything done on behalf of the American people. They are, you ready for this, Jim? 76 House Republicans introduced a resolution aimed at playing to the conservative Tea Party base by officially commemorating the Glenn Beck-inspired 9/12 taxpayer march
oh,
on Washington.
God.
The resolution introduced by Representative Tom Price, Republican of Georgia, claims the fundamental American principles of limited government and personal liberty are under direct assault. It also seeks to have Congress officially enshrine the inflated crowd numbers pushed by conservatives.
What? They want Congress to lie?
Yes. Yes. Whereas estimates, this is in the actual resolutions written by Rehoboth, whereas estimates of the number of people who peacefully marched from Freedom Plaza to the west front of the Capitol range as high as 1,700,000
in your
marchers.
Mind.
Oh, my God.
Resolved, the House of Representatives expresses gratitude and appreciation to the hundreds of thousands of people who marched in Washington, D.C. on September 12th to show their love of liberty and their grievance with recent government actions. By the way, the Washington, D.C. Fire Department, which, as I understand it, Jim, is nonpartisan.
Yes.
I don't think they ask if you're a Democrat or a Republican, no. If your house is on fire. They place the crowd at approximately 60,000 to 70,000
right.
people.
Yes. And veteran D.C. crowd watchers put...
Yes.
Republicans, why do you hate firemen and America so much? Why?
Do Republicans hate my dad?
Yes.
Oh.
Specifically.
Oh.
Okay. Poor Senator Olympia Snow. Oh, after... That's what Joe Lieberman couldn't stand. Look at me! Look at me over here! Look at me! You're paying too much attention. No.
I got the corsage and now nothing.
Yeah, I'm surprised and disappointed, as I said yesterday, when I heard the news, because I thought it was important to create a bipartisan, you know, approach to health care reform to the extent that it was, you know, possible.
How can you call it bipartisan? By it being one Republican senator votes for a watered-down piece of dreck.
Yeah.
Senator Olympia Snow.
I've had deep concerns from several standpoints. One, it does give the government a disproportionate advantage in the marketplace. I mean, they can set, you know, the prices and certainly negotiate those prices at whatever level.
That's awful.
I mean, they have tremendous negotiating power that the private sector does not in some way.
That's the point.
Yes,
that
might offer real competition in some weird way.
And then the insurance companies couldn't dump people for no reason because they'd have somewhere else to go. Oh, and that'd be awful. The checks would stop coming.
That's the point. Why don't the people of the United States use huge bargaining power of the federal government order to negotiate the best prices possible?
They don't deserve that. I hate the American people.
That's absolutely
stunning. Despite my mad fellatio skills, I could not... All right, I stole that from Rude Pundit. Okay, I understand we got some ink on that.
Oh, did we?
Yes, that went around the Internet.
Oh, yeah.
Steve in Orange County, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, how are you? I just want to bring up Joe Lieberman and Larry King. Stephanie, in your beautiful eyes, who do you think looks sexier naked between the two men?
Oh, of course my Larry does. That's a no-brainer.
Oh, you just put a mental image in my head that I really didn't want.
Hello.
Stephanie...
Hello.
Oh.
My shorts. Hello.
Oh.
All right. You know that their Family Research Council, Jim? The
yes. Been reading a lot about that.
Brent Bozell is the head of them, I believe.
This is the other work they're doing on behalf of the American people. They put out a statement objecting to the Obama administration's pledge to establish the nation's first national resource center to assist communities providing services to elderly LGBT to gay and lesbian communities.
What are they saying, that
these
gay people can't be old?
No.
No.
They don't exist.
Oh, they don't exist.
No, that's what they're saying.
Oh.
There are no old gay people.
They're like,
they're like sprites.
Sprites.
And leprechauns.
The statement from Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius noted there are now as many as 1.4 to maybe 4 million LGBT individuals who are age 60 and older. Nevertheless, the Family Research Council arguing there aren't many LGBT senior citizens because homosexual conduct makes them die early.
No, they didn't.
They do not exist. There's no need to help them.
Oh, my God.
Put them on the gay ice floe with the gay penguins and just let them go.
Okay. They write, of course, the real tragedy here, apart from the unnecessary spending, is that given the risks of homosexual conduct, few of these people are likely to live long enough to become senior citizens. Yet, once again, the Obama administration is rushing to reward a lifestyle that poses one of the greatest public health risks in America. Old lesbians! That's who's ruining your health care system, not Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman looks like an old lesbian. Is he on that website, Men Who Look Like Old Lesbians?
He should be. I'm going to post him up there as soon as we get off the air.
I'm pretty sure I've never worn a flannel shirt.
Ed in Fort Lauderdale, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, hi, Stephanie. The word is out the cocker.
Is what?
Out the cocker, yeah.
Out the cocker.
Yeah.
I was born and raised in Stamford, Connecticut, and I went to high school in Stamford, Connecticut with Joe Lieberman. And one thing the people have got to realize, Joe Lieberman does what's best for Joe.
Thank you.
Lieberman.
I've been saying that all morning. You look at way back when he ran with Al Gore. He's not going to give up. You know, can't lose power. Not going to give up your seat. Not going to. I mean, he's never going to do anything that's bad for Joe Lieberman.
So you knew him when
why.
He was a younger.
Joe Lieberman, douche.
57 minutes.
He's so much of a douche. He might as well be wearing Ed Hardy and wearing a Bluetooth indoors.
57 minutes after the hour. Back with the celebrity stack and much more on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm leaving another message.
This is Joe Lieberman. If you'd like to leave a message for me, please press 1. If you are Stephanie Miller, don't ever call here ever again. And you're not getting your records back.
Joe, bastard. Bastard person. Oh, that's 202-224-4041 if you'd like to call. I just had a simple question that I asked Zach, his intern, is why isn't about 70% of the people in Connecticut, like around the country, for the public option, why isn't Senator Lieberman? Just asking. I'm just asking.
I've since changed my number. It's now 456-7891-10 in
no,
the
it's not. It's
123 area code.
No, it's not.
It's now 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
Yeah. Oh, I have a toll-free number, 2-877-851-6437. All right. Just in case you're, you know, inclined to do so. All right. StephanieMiller.com, that there website. Almost time for Hump Days with Al Sparks.
Yes,
he answers my call.
Well, he's being detained right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But he shall be here shortly.
Yes. Are they frisking him?
You can email
normally,
us all. You can email us all. Their executive producer, Crystal Boy Voice, Deity Jim Ward, to me, Stephanie Miller, Mama on the Ed Show on MSNBC, up on the YouTube section there of StephanieMiller.com.
Well, it's up on the front page. Just scroll down a little bit and you'll see the video.
Yeah. Oh, could you take your organ up for me?
Which one? I have 4.
Church, please.
Okay.
This is very, very scary. I'm having a Catholic school flashback.
Uh-oh.
Not only will I probably get in trouble for calling Senator Lieberman's office repeatedly today.
Yes.
I got in trouble from a nun. From somebody named Sister Carol Ann.
Oh, boy. A likely story.
Dear Stephanie, my name is Sister Carol Ann. And there's a name. And I'm a sister of St. Mary of Namur and past principal of DeSales Catholic High School in Lockport.
Uh-oh.
No, Mama's alma mater.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, my God.
I realize that the information I have heard came to me through a third... I feel like I'm getting in trouble all over again from a nun from my high school. But if any part of it is true, I feel that in the name of DeSales, I need to set the record straight.
Uh-oh.
This source told me that on your radio broadcast, you claimed to have been paddled by sisters while you were a student at DeSales. I take great exception to that. The Sisters of St. Mary had left DeSales Catholic High School by the time that you entered school in 1975. Damn it, sister has the Google. She knows how old I am. I would like to know what the name of the sister is who allegedly paddled you at that time, since we were not present in the school at that time. It would have been a policy of the Sisters of St. Mary that no child would have received corporal punishment from a sister. Sincerely, Sister Carol Ann.
Have you been embellishing?
Bless me, Sister Carol Ann, for I have sinned. No nun paddled me at DeSales Catholic High School. I'm on the radio, sister, and by definition it means I'm a liar.
You've been embellishing for 38 years?
I will say 3 Hail Marys and load the liar cannon against myself, sister. I apologize.
You're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. You slimy scumbag liar. Liar! You damn liar!
Okay, let me just defend myself for a minute. I don't believe I ever said I was paddled. I said, actually, it wasn't in high school. It was in grade school. There were kids that got paddled. Now I'm going to get a letter from St. John's or St. Mary's or wherever else I went and whatever.
Whatever.
Back in the
day. Wow.
Yeah, I was in grade school. Other kids did. I actually never was because I was a little Girl Scout. I was a very good girl.
Except
I never
for pushing
it.
Carol Fisher into the bushes.
No, Carol Fisher pushed me into the bushes.
Okay.
You bastard. Get the story right. I heard you called Roman Gomez fat.
What? You bitch! He called me fat!
It's so, you know, Jim, it's so easy to poke open those childhood wounds, isn't it, with a sharp stick? Oh, Lord. All right. I apologize, Sister Carol. I did not mean to imply. I don't remember anybody in high school getting hit, but I do remember kids in grade school, Catholic grade school, getting the, It was an actual Board of Education. All right.
Sister Luke had them hanging up on the wall behind her. She was the principal of our school.
Sister Dorothy looked like she would hit you, but she never she never did. Like, I just think that was sort of a cautionary thing, that it was there, you know. All right. In the calendar section of the StephanieMiller.com, you can find out Mama's appearance. Oh, we got to get information. Going to Chicago December 5th?
Yeah, I have no information on that.
Well,
so
I'm going.
Okay, you
Bill
need
Press
to send me some information about that.
I'm doing an event. As soon as I get it, I will send it. I'll get it back to you.
So it's not in the calendar section right
I'll
now.
I'll gather it, and I'll get it
talk to you.
I'll try to find you some, and I'll bring them to you.
Yes. At any time right before I fly, of course, there is a major air incident. The two Northwest pilots who overshot their Minneapolis destination because they were watching porn. I didn't finish the investigation, but they were watching porn. As I said yesterday, the FAA has grounded them. They've revoked the licenses of the pilots of Northwest Flight 188. The pilots said they were working on their personal laptop computers.
Whatever.
They lost track of time for more than an hour, despite repeated attempts by the air traffic controllers in two states to reach them. That sounds a little fishy still, that story, doesn't it? Maybe if they had some sort of a GPS. Here's something you can, if you want to be really creepy with your children. Best Buy is selling a transmitting device that lets parents keep track of their children. You can place the device in your child's backpack or lunchbox, for example. It's the Little Buddy Child Tracker.
Oh, jeez.
Glenn Beck must be going apoplectic.
Yeah.
Oh, now they have OnStar for your backpack for children.
Obama's behind it. It combines global satellite positioning and cellular technology to signal the child's whereabouts to a computer or a smartphone. Parents can program the device to set up specific times and locations where the child is supposed to be in school or at home, for example, and the device sends a text message if the child leaves the site at that time. Oh, it's like an electronic monitoring bracelet for your child.
Just be glad they didn't have that from when you were in high school.
Back in the day, my parents had no idea where I was ever. That's the way it should be. Freedom! Woo!
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
All right. By the way, Mama has a Facebook. I'm told. That's what I'm told. The 5-year-old social network will memorialize profiles of the dead. Ooh. By the way, they're going to keep dead people. In my case, dead careers.
She dead people.
Dead careers are still up there being memorialized.
Well, if that were true, then they'd have the Stephanie Miller late night talk show.
There'd be a Facebook page for that.
Yeah. She dead people on Facebook.
I love this. They say, for example, there will be differences from regular Facebook profiles. There won't be any contact information, which I think is probably...
Billy Movie's phone that led to his grandmother's grave. Maybe
or the Patricia Arquette from that show Medium. You know, she sees dead people, doesn't she?
All right. Speaking of the dead, is this in my imagination or is this sort of in poor taste? Zombie Billy Mays is the going to be the hot Halloween.
I'm going to drown you with OxyClean and then I'm going to eat your brains.
I actually thought about dressing as Zombie Billy Mays.
Zombie Billy Mays suggests OxyClean for getting those stubborn brain stains out of your burial shroud. Billy Mays III, his son, is hosting a costume contest that encourages people to dress as Zombie Billy Mays. Wow. He's got quite the sense of humor about his dad's recent death. He said there will no doubt be a multitude of people dressed as Billy Mays or Zombie Billy Mays. It's one of the easiest costumes of all time to put together. Beard, blue, button-down, khakis, prop product, etc. He wants a picture of your Mays tribute, and prizes include a tub of OxyClean. I'm not sure I would have... I'm doing that right after my dad died, but okay then.
Billy would have wanted it that way?
I guess. Or maybe he'd think his son is a ghoul. much like Tammy Wynette's daughters, who actually tried to dig her up.
Yeah.
So that they could sue her doctor and get some more money.
Get some more money out of her.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Good plan.
Okay. Do we have Xanadu? Adam Lambert's new album cover, they're comparing it to Xanadu.
Who is?
His disco-fevered artwork was revealed today, and it seriously could be mistaken for an alternate cover of the Xanadu soundtrack, which it is very,
Xanadu, the Xanadu, cover of the Xanadu soundtrack didn't have any faces on it.
Well, it looks very Olivia Newton-John in Xanadu-y. It looks, they write here on the Yahoo Music blog, it looks so much like a beauty shot snapped by Andy Warhol in some glitter-dusted private party room at Studio 54. I can almost imagine Bianca Jagger riding a white horse in the background.
It actually looks like the cover of Duran Duran's Rio. Yes.
Here's something that'll shock you. Well, LaToya Jackson says Michael Jackson's kids are in therapy. I think largely because LaToya Jackson won't stop talking about them, Michael Jackson's kids. She says they're all in therapy. Prince refuses to talk about his father's 7-year-old bank and cries constantly. Paris, on the other hand, thinks and talks about her father all the time, writes a lot, and wears his shirts every day. They still smell of him. You know what? I think perhaps it would be best for LaToya to shut up, and then maybe they'll leave a little...
Yeah.
Maybe she and Joe Jack can stop dragging them into the media. Maybe they'll have a little more time to heal there. Okay. Delisted.com, one of our favorite purveyors of the celebrity snark. It's a, wow. This is, you know, Chris, I can't even be read on a really little family radio show.
Why not?
It's about Kate Gosselin, and it's
Delisted. Oh. That's why you can't read it.
On last night's Q&A episode of C Word and C Word plus C Word, Kate Gosselin answered viewers' questions about all sorts of crap. One person asked what she's planning to do with herself once her reality show ends. She said she'd like to see herself on a gigantic movie screen. The producers of the new Predators movie should pucker up to Kate, because who needs to spend all their dollars on CGI and rubber costumes when you've got the real thing? That's snarky.
That's awful.
But not as bad as this one. Oh, dear. Way before St. Angie was healing the world with her divine vagina and sucking the youth out of Brad Pitt, she had a phone fling with none other than Rosie O'Donnell.
Wow! Oh, God!
Once you've talked your genitals off the ledge, read on. What a missed opportunity for all of us to think we could have had a Rosalina instead of Brangelina, which means instead of crazed Brangeloonies terrorizing our lives, we'd be dodging flannel-wearing, sawdust-farting Rosie Angelini.
Sawdust-farting?
I don't
know. Oh. Dude.
Oh, boy. I think we mentioned this. Yeah, bad week for Scientology.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. A Paris court convicted the Church of Scientology of fraud and fined it more than $900,000 this week. Investigators said the group pressured members into paying large sums of money for questionable financial gain and used commercial harassment against recruits, which is, as we know, suppressive.
Vous êtes suppressif et glib.
Yes.
Glib.
All right.
Oh, la, la.
And finally, our governor out here in California, Schwarzenegger, this is funny.
Probably has no place in government, but still it's funny.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger typically attaches the messages to bills he signs or vetoes telling lawmakers why he took the action. We've got the veto letter itself, and there is a not-so-subtle rebuke creatively hidden within it, like a find-the-word puzzle. The message was visible by stringing together the first letter of each of the line down the left-hand margin. It consists of, well, you.
Yeah.
If you read it straight down.
Right. The first letters of each line of the letter.
Yes, literally says, it's, you.
Yeah. Very strange, but very funny.
Gonna sign it. We have.
This is ridiculous. People are saying that I embedded an obscene message in a letter I sent to the California State Assembly. Quatsch! Poppycock and balderdash and these kinds of things. That would be so immature to use subliminal messages to convey things I would never say to anyone's face, douchebags. And if I have to, if I have something to say to Assemblyman Amiano, a-hole, I will go to the usual channels, egging his house, and engage in a polite discussion, bitch-slap him into next week, in order to air our differences in a calm, mature, and reasonable fashion. Kick him in the hodensack. If Mr. Amiano was offended, I apologize for the misunderstanding, bite me, and I look forward to working with him in the future. Atomic wedgie swirling, major ass-kicking. Wiedersehen.
By the way, I apologize anything I may or may not have said about Senator Lieberman.
Joe Lieberman.
20 minutes after the hour. Hump Days with Hal Sparks is next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you turn her on, she'll turn you on.
Oh.